We've been discussing different aspects of Hezek Re'iyah, and I think we're up to the discussion of Rabbeinu. I think we started already, but Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba. I know we didn't do the Rashba yet, but probably touched on Rabbeinu Yonah. So let me go back and just explain for a minute. So the Mishnah says that, again, the first Mishnah, which we've seen quite a few times, but the Mishnah makes it perfectly clear that Makom Shenoagu, that prevailing custom in the community is an important factor when it comes to at least remedying Hezek Re'iyah. The Mishnah says, "Hashudfim shiratzu lasas mechitza b'chatzer." If shudfim are interested in making a mechitza in the chatzer, either dividing their partnership or in building a wall, so boninus hakoso be'emtza, they build the wall, jointly. And then the Mishnah says, "Makom shenagu." So Makom shenagu is already very upfront in the Mishnah. Makom shenagu again is not such an obvious concept, because we're dealing with halacha. So obviously the halacha doesn't give way, to the local custom, the prevailing custom. Halacha leads. The halacha is normative. The halacha dictates. So whenever we encounter Makom Shenoagu, it's something that shouldn't be taken, for granted. If we were talking about secular law, simply what, kind of a social compact, what people want to do, etc. So the equivalent of Makom Shenoagu, would be decisive. But if we're talking about Torah and halacha, and that has a divine origin and a prescriptive and normative, as I say, aspect to it, how we want to cultivate, certain values in the Jewish community. So the idea of Makom Shenoagu, needs to be understood better. But of course, anytime we're talking about sensibilities, expectations that people have in a certain society, or the assumptions, like the default assumptions. So you can't and you shouldn't, in most cases, silence, the local realities and customs. So especially if we're dealing with standards and expectations and things and definitions, so Makom Shenoagu is a very valid principle, a very valid concept. The truth is that this is a broad and interesting question that the Rashba deals with, not the latest Marmokomos, but the ones before that, the two-page one or three-page or whatever it was, that begins with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're going to get back to it, but the Rashba, was asked, if everybody has that, Shut HaRashba, Chelek Beis, Simin Reish, Samach Ches. Everybody have that?
Line 30, set 3.
Page 2, line 30. So the Rashba was asked, Sha'alta, right? You asked, yeah. Minag, Be'eza Inyan, Roy, right? Lihi Sameich, Alav. When do we rely on Minhagim? When do we, when does the halacha calculate, according to the Minag? So the Rashba answered, it's a very general question. He said, I can't answer that because, it's such a broad question. It depends on which tchum in halacha that we're talking about. Tshuva, lo hodatani al eza minagata shoel. Says, you're not telling me what area of halacha you're talking about, which minhag. Imal minag isur v'heter. Are you talking about in the area of isur v'heter? Where obviously, minhagim have less significance, at least if it's the minag hamakom anyway, especially secularly. O al minag dine maminus, right? O al shneyam. Like, what are we talking about? In matters of money, of course, the minag hamakom matters a lot. Or both. Al kenet starech l'archiv imcha bazeh, right? Dal korcha ki darkei minag b'yisur v'heter rabim, right? Yesh minag pashut b'chol Yisrael. And so on and so forth. I don't want to go into details. This is a very important Tshuva Rashba about this broader topic, but it already gives you a flavor of the problem or the issue, which is that, Minagamakom, is not such an obvious, consideration. Sometimes it plays a very pervasive role, and other times it doesn't register in terms of significance at all. So it's interesting that this Mishnah does consider Minagamakom, but it's interesting also, to see how. So the Mishnah says that if the two partners agree to split their property and they're obligated to build a wall between them, so Mokom Shanoa Gulivnos, Gvil, Gazis, Kvisin, Levainin, Bonin, that if the Minagamakom is to build it out of a certain kind of material, you should respect that. And that's very understandable, obviously. The standards of what's expected for a wall. Although, again, something we hopefully will still speak about, like what is that really all about? Especially if the wall's purpose is to prevent Hezek Re'ia, right? Shouldn't anything that blocks and sight and keeps maintains privacy, shouldn't that be enough? Like, why do we care what material it's made from? Or in a moment, we'll see what standards in terms of width, and durability or aesthetics. So it's an interesting issue, actually, even in this Dine Mamonis context, right? The idea that somehow the standards of the community are applicable is not such a simple thing. Not so posh. So either way, the Mishnah says Hakol Kaminaga Medina, and then it goes on and it says Gvil Zenosin Gimel Tvachim Zenosin Gimel Tvachim Gazis Zenosin Gimel Tvachayim Umachza Zenosin Tvachayim Umachza Kvisin Zenosin Tvachayim Zenosin Tvachayim Levenim Zenosin Tefach Mechitza Umachza rather Zenosin Tefach Umachza. Okay, but then the Mishnah says Lefikachem Nafala Kosa Lamakom Avanim Shoshen. Okay, we'll get to that another point. Then the Mishnah goes on and says, "V'chein begina, makom shenagu ligdar mechay ben also." So this is already a different makom shenagu. The first makom shenagu is, when you have to build a wall, what's the material and what are the dimensions of the wall, and how does it fit into the building codes required, in that community, etc. Now we're talking about whether or not we're actually going to require a wall to secure privacy or not. Maybe we won't do that at all. So the Mishnah says, V'chein gina, makom shenagu, and the Mishnah actually sounds, like it's distinguishing in one direction. The Gemara we'll see in a moment as it takes in a different direction, but the Mishnah says, V'chein gina, if you have an orchard or a garden, makom shenagu ligdar, right? If it's a place in which there's a minug to be go there to put a fence up, for the sake of Hezek Re'ia, mechay ben oso, and you're obligated. Aval bebika makom shenagu shelo ligdar, but in a bika, which is a more open area, more open field, when the minug is not to be go there, ein mechay ben oso. Elim rotza kone satok shelo bona, etc. If he wants, he can build it in his own property, but there's no obligation to build it. It sounds like in a Mishnah that in a Gina, and this is the exact opposite, as you'll see in a moment, the way the Gemara comes out, it sounds like a Stam Gina, there's no obligation to build a wall. And it sounds like a Stam Bika, there is, but if there's a Minig not to build, then there's no obligation. Okay. The Gemara is going to flip that, we'll see in a moment. But the first point I just want to make is that this is the point that the Rajba makes. We just haven't read it yet, but we're anticipating it. And that is that there's a discussion about Gina and Bika, whether or not what happens in a situation where the Minagamakom is not to build anything. But when it comes to Chatzer, a courtyard where people live and work next to each other in close proximity, there the discussion of Mokob Shinagu is not whether you have to build a wall. It's about the quality of the wall, like what material it's made out of, you know, what standard size it has, etc. Right? But that is a totally different idea. Okay. Now, if you look at the Gemara in Dalet Amud Aleph, we'll see that the Mishnah is kind of reinterpreted there to say the opposite in terms of the relationship of Gina and Bika, which, you know, is not critical to us in the moment, but we'll just look at it for a minute. We're told the following. Hakol kemina gam, two things. Hakol kemina gam adina. This is the Gemara on Dav Dalid Amud Aleph. It's not in the Mar Makomos at the moment, but is the Gemara on Dav Dalid Amud Aleph. Okay? So the Gemara says, Hakol kemina gam adina. Referring to Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Hakol lasuyemai. This is referring to Chatzar. You know, Chatzar, when we build according to the specifications of Minag HaMedina. Like, what is that? The answer is, Lasuye Asra Dnehigi B'Hutza V'Dafna. Even if you have, Hutza V'Dafna is a flimsier material, so even if the material is, you know, relatively flimsy, just like branches or whatever, right, even that, if that's the Minag HaMedina, that will work as well. Okay, not just bricks and you know, and stone and things like that. Even less permanent material like Hutza V'Dafna could qualify if that's the Makom, the Minag HaMedina, that will also qualify when it comes to this particular halacha. Okay? That's point number one. We'll see that that is important to the Rajba. The Rajba is going to raise the question, let's say the Minag HaMedina was to do less than Hutza V'Dafna, even flimsier. And let's say the Mameka Minag HaMedina was to have no chatzar, no kosa whatsoever, a chatzar. That's going to be the debate between Rabbi Yonah and Rajba in just a minute. But before we get to that, there's one more. So let's skip down two lines or three lines in the Gemara. Gemara says, V'chein begina makom shenaga ligdor mechayvin also. Says the Gemara, Hagufakasha, Amrus V'chein begina makom shenaga ligdor mechayvin also. We say, right, on the one hand, b'chein begina, makom shenaga ligdor mechayv, that if there's a minig to build in a gina, that is obligatory. Hostama im mechayvin also. So the mashmos is that, you know, default in a gina, there's no din of hezek re'iyah that requires protection, or at least, right. So, but ema seifa, aval bika, in a more open area, right? Makom shenagu shelo ligdar ein mechayv enoso. So there we say that if the minig is not to have a wall, then you know you don't have to have one. Hastama mechayv enoso. The implication is that default there is an obligation for a wall. Hash the stam gina amras lo stam bika mi bai. It just doesn't make any sense because a gina is a more private place than a bika. So how could it be that, you know, default, there's no obligation to build a fence to protect for privacy in a gina, but that their default is such an obligation in a bika, unless, you know, explicitly people don't. So the Gemara says, you're right, Amar Abaye Hachikam, you have to reread the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't mean that. Hachikamar, V'chein Stam Gina, right? Ubimokom Shenagu Ligdar, B'bika, Mechaibin also, that what we really mean to say is that a stam bika, there is an obligation to build a wall. And in a case of makom shenagu ligdor, even in a bika. Amale abaya imkein my aval, ela marava doesn't work in linguistically. Achiktani. Bechein stam. Stam gina kemakom shenagu ligdor dami. The stam, the default in Gina, is the equivalent of having a minag. Whereas in a bika, the default assumption is that it's a public place, and therefore there's no need for any kind of remedy. So even though the Mishnah sounds like the hierarchy is that, you know, Gina's lowest on the totem pole and that, you know, Bika is higher. Like there's more of an obligation to protect a Bika than a Gina. The Gemara basically on Dalet and Aleph is saying that like there are some words missing in the Mishnah. Really, the Mishnah means to say the opposite. Okay, so what we emerge with from this Gemara, again, is the following. When it comes to a chatzer, it sounds like if the minag is chutz of a dafna, a flimsy wall, one which isn't so sturdy or maybe so durable, but, you know, it does the job temporarily, you know, the minag hamakom will validate, you know, that as well. However, there's nothing in the Mishnah, you know, that tells us that even if there's a positive minag in the community to ignore, right, the openness of the chatzer, that that is acceptable, right? It doesn't say explicitly that that's not the case, but what it's marba is considerably less than that, chutz v'dafna. On the other hand, when it comes to gina and bika, the Mishnah is engaging, right, with the question of whether there's an obligation at all to build a wall. And in that context, right, the Mishnah sounds initially like the hierarchy goes in one direction, but in fact it goes in the other. So the hierarchy seems to be chatzer, and then comes gina, and then comes bika. Okay? But in chatzer, we have no evidence whatsoever that a minag lo ligdor would be effective. So now we get, now that's the background. There's one other piece of the background, and then we'll move forward. The Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis tells us the following. Again, when the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis was discussing whether Hezek Riya Shema Hezek Alo Shema Hezek, right, whether you know, this is an actionable, you know, something that requires remedy or not, that's considered a hezek. So the Gemara wanted to bring a proof. Again, the debate in the Gemara revolves around chatzer, because that's our Mishnah, right? Do you have to protect in a chatzer or not? So the Gemara says the following. This is on Beis Amud Beis, Toshma. Okay, before that. The Gemara says, "V'hezek riya lav shma lav shma hezek." According to the view in the Gemara that hezek riya is not hezek, right? Says the Gemara, "Toshma v'chein begina." The Mishnah says that in a gina you require protection, right? And that's not talking about breaking up of a partnership, etc. So it's obviously talking about hezek riya. Says so. So it sounds like there is hezek riya in a gina. And if this hezek riya in a gina, then hezek riya shma hezek. That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, gina shiny. Gina is different. Why? Kidrababa. Dom rababa, amravuno, marav, osir la'adam lamud besad chavero, b'sha shehi omedes bekomosah. Right? The halacha is that when somebody is, you know, involved, you know, in the details of his, you know, economic, you know, livelihood. So that should be done in a private way. That should not be on display. That's called what we call ayin ra, whatever that means. I'm meaning, when I say whatever it means, I'm not questioning it. I'm just telling you, you know, it's, we don't know exactly what the mechanism of that is. And we'll see in a moment what the Rambam's view of it was, et cetera. Okay. So the Gemara basically seems to say that even, right, if you hold hezek re'iyah lo shma hezek in a chatzer, right, that nonetheless you have to build a wall, or there's room to build a wall for hezek re'iyah in a gina. That the din of ayin bisha, which applies to a gina, meaning see the person within in his full-blown mode of economic activity, that definitely constitutes, you know, an issue and a problem that requires protection. So the Rabbeinu, this is how you'll see inside in just a second, Rabbeinu Yonah read this Gemara, I guess, you know, in this way, probably kipshuto, And that is that the Gemara is invoking the din of Rav Abba to prove that there's more of a din of Hezek Re'iyah and Egina, because that's where he, you know, all his tevuah is laid out, etc., than in a chatzer. Even if in a chatzer Hezek Re'iyah lo shma Hezek, Hezek Re'iyah shma Hezek and Egina. Says Rabbeinu, now we're ready for Rabbeinu Yonah. So look at Rabbeinu Yonah. This is on that page. Not, what is it, set three? But what line is that? Probably on the first page. It says Aliyos Rabbeinu Yonah.
Sorry, 28.
So listen to this. Actually, you can skip. Go to the line. Aval b'makom shenagu kulam shelo livnos.
Line 34.
Okay. Aval b'makom shenagu kulam shelo livnos, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's say you live in a place where the minhag is not to build at all in a chatzer. Meaning, even if people have private chatzeros adjacent to each other, that they know the practice is not to build. She'ein makpidim al hezek re'iyah. The people are, you know, they're not makpid on hezek re'iyah. At least in a chatzar. So the din is, ein mechayv en oso livnos. This is Rabbeinu Yonah's chiddush. This is his psak. Okay? If you live in a community where the minhag is, you know, open chatzeros, which is another way of saying ein makpidim al hezek re'iyah in general, or ein makpidim al hezek re'iyah in a chatzer, hard to know. Ein mechayv ben also livnos. Elim ratza kone sato shalom. If one side wants, you know, privacy, then they can build a fence in their portion, but they can't force a joint fence because the practice of the community is open chatzeros. And then he adds, ukidekaimalan begina. Just like in a gina, the Gemara says that if the minagamakom is not to have a chatzer, then we respect that. B'makom shenagu shelo ligdar, e mechayvin also. That's exactly how the Gemara, you know, interprets the Mishnah. The Gemara in Abdal and Amalaf that we just read interprets the Mishnah. Afagav degina stam, mechayvin also ligdar. Even though default, typically a gina requires a wall for privacy, but if the minhag hamakom, that's how we're reading the Mishnah. If the minhag hamakom is otherwise, then that prevails, right? Even though normally you do need a geder, listen to this, mishum hezek re'iyah, to prevent from overlooking, from invading a privacy. Ubigamar maisa mina raya, lemandamar hezek re'iyah b'chatzer shmei hezek. And the Gemara brings a proof from there. According to the Mandamar, Hezek Re'iyah in a Chatzer, Shmei Hezek. Meaning, the Gemara, when it wanted to prove whether Hezek Re'iyah is Shmei Hezek or not Shmei Hezek, and it was concerned that, you know, it seems like the Gemara is saying that Hezek Re'iyah is Shmei Hezek in a Chatzer, they asked from Gina. If they asked from Gina, what does that prove? That the issue in Gina, the topic, is Hezek Re'iyah. The Gam Yoser Chamur, Hezek Re'iyah de Gina, and actually, the Hezek Re'iyah of a Gina, says the Rajba, I mean, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is even worse, it's more severe than the Chatzer. Zafilaman Damar B'chatzer Loshme Hezek. The whole point of the Gemara is the Gemara says, listen, how could you say Hezek Re'iyah Loshme Hezek in a Chatzer? We can see from Gina that you need a wall. So what's the Gemara's answer? Shiny Gina. Gina's different because of Rav Abba. The Ayin Hara, right, of what goes on in a Gina. So the Rabbeinu Yonah interprets in a very simple way. Rabbeinu Yonah says, what do you see? In the hierarchy, there's more Hezek Re'iyah in a Gina than there is in a Chatzer. So if in a Gina, when there's more Hezek Re'iyah, the prevailing Mokom, Minag Mokom determines, wouldn't that certainly be the case when it comes to a chatzer? Everybody agrees it's Hezek Re'iyah and a gina, says Rabbeinu Yonah. But makom, if it's makom she'in makpidim, that's kaveya. So if there's a controversy in chatzer, And obviously Chatzer is even is less compelling than Gina, right? Then Kol Shekein, if there's a minig amakom lo lahakpid, there wouldn't be a problem. That's the argument of Rabbeinu Yona. Moda begina kedisa begamara. The Gemara says, "Dafil leman damar b'chatzer lo shma hezek." Moda begina kedisa begamara. That is Rabbeinu Yona. Then he adds, for good measure, one more line, which the Rajba does accept. We'll see in a moment. Benira de be'ein and nira be'einai. It seems to me, the be'ir chadasha. Right, if you have a completely new city, then you should be, you know, machmir, okay, in terms of the quality of the wall, etc. Okay. So this is Rabbeinu Yona's big chiddush. The of course it's based on two big assumptions, either of which is challengeable. Okay, the first assumption is that when the Gemara says Shiny Gina by Mishum Rababa, that what the Gemara is really, really saying is that there's a hierarchy of Hezek Re'ia, and it's worse than a Gina. That's how the Rabbeinu Yonah was reading the Gemara. But what if that's not what the Gemara meant at all? What if when the Gemara said Shiny Gina Bidrababa, what it was saying was, listen, you assumed before that Gina was a din of Hezek Re'ia, and therefore you're trying to prove from there that Hezek Re'ia Shema Hezek, but in fact, it's not so. In fact, what's going on in a Gina is not Midin Hezek Re'ia. It's Midin Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara isn't Hezek Re'ia. What is Ayin Hara? Again, that's a different question. But let's assume for the moment that it's some sort of direct and actual damage, right, to the crops, to the financial well-being of the owner. Number one, it has a financial impact, okay, not a undermining of privacy per se. It could be still an expression of privacy, but you know, it's very interesting. I mean, the you know, what exactly this, you know, this is, but you know, the Ravan, actually, just, you know, to contrast to what I'm saying now, in the beginning of the Masechta, you know, says the Yesod of Hezek Re'ia is Eina Bisha. And that's why, you know, again, we've discussed this, you know, in Hezek, in Harchakas Nezakin, there's a whole discussion in the Gemara, later on in the second parak, whether ala mazik laharchik or ala nizak laharchik. Do I have to protect myself or do you have to protect me from yourself? So the rule breaker is, even if you paskin ala mazik laharchik, as we've discussed, if it's giri didei, if it's like, you know, you're shooting arrows at the guy, you're the aggressor, you know, then it's your responsibility. So the Ravan, in the very beginning of Bava Basra, says, we read it already, we had it in our first Mar Makomos, that it's Giri Didei because the Ikar of Hezek Re'ia is Eina Bisha. It's like when you look at his, you know, private things, and maybe you're jealous or whatever it is, you know, it's a destructive thing. So the Ravan thinks that Eina Bisha is Hezek Re'ia. The Ramban and Daf Nun Tesam Aleph, that one that we've seen a few times, when he wants to explain the problem of Hezek Re'ia, he has overlapping ideas. He has Eina Bisha, Lishna Bisha, and Tzniusa. Tzniusa is not Eina Bisha, according to him. But Eina Bisha is still part of Hezek Re'ia. So there is, on the other hand, we also saw previously in our first Mar Makomos that the Sma in Chosha Mishpat was wondering, how come in Hilchos Nezikin, not Hilchos Harchakas Nezakin, the Shulchan Aruch mentions, you know, the case of a Gina, of Rababa. So this Ma says, that's not Harchakas Hazakin. Harchakas Hazakin is, that's not Hezek Re'ia. That's in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. Right? But, you know, here we're in Shin Samech something. Right? So this Ma says, are two completely different dinim. Right? One din is the din of you know, guarding other people's privacy and, you know, making sure that they, their quality of life is of a certain type. The other din is the din of actually causing damage to their financial, to their property or their financial well-being. You know, that's a different story. That's a totally different story. He says, that's what we're talking about at the end. That's Eina Bisha. So what I'm trying to show is Rabbeinu Yona, the Ramban, Ravan, others, they think Eina Bisha is part of privacy, whether it's the Ikar part or it's a, you know, an overlapping part. And therefore, they're reading the Gemara in a certain way. And according to their reading, you know, Rabbeinu Yona is a very strong case, because it turns out that Gina is a worse violation of Hezek Re'iyah than Chatzer. And if in a worse violation, it still depends on Minag HaMakom, then in a lesser violation, it certainly depends on Minag HaMakom. Right? However, you know, if you hold like the Sma and you hold like some of these other Mefarshim, and look at Rabbeinu Gershom HaLatar, for example, on that base on the base, in the Gemara, he actually says it. Rabbeinu Gershom says, when the Gemara here on Beis Amid Beis says, Gina Shaini Mishum Rab Abba, so Rabbeinu Gershom says the following. I'm trying to find it. Just one second. Yeah. Says Rabbeinu Yona. I'm not seeing it. Oh, here it is. Okay, it's on the other side of the page. It's on the second side of the page, Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay. He says as follows. Belav Shmei Hezek. My v'chein begina klomar de mashma de oso din atzmo shenoeg b'chatzer oso din atzmo noeg begina b'li tameh chein din echad. So the Gemara says, the Rabbeinu Gershom says, bishlam l'didi damina idi v'idi mishum hezek ri'a l'hachi asa shapir v'chein begina sali didach my v'chein. Right, if there's a din of hezek ri'a, then we understand the connection between gina and chatzer, but if not, it doesn't make sense. What's the Gemara's answer? Umishani Hai v'chein lo mahader klal ha'resha boninus ha'kosel the tiduk minei k'shem shemechayvin v'chatzar mishum hezek ri'a kein begina. Elahai diktani v'chein refers to the quality of the wall. Begina, agvil v'gazis, ma v'chatzar b'makam shenoagu, etc. No, that's not the wrong thing. That's the wrong thing. One second. No, it's earlier. Sorry, made a mistake. V'chein begina de mechayvin osaligdar al mehezek ri'a shma hezek. Says the Gemara, fine. It's on the top of the page. Lo le'ema lecha lav shmei hezek. B'shayni ginei lav mishum de tam de hezek re'iya. El mishum de mistaklin beginaso umachnisin bo ayin ha'rekad rababa. Sorry, couldn't find the right line. What is he saying? The din of gina of ayin hara has nothing to do with hezek re'iya. It's a separate act. It's a separate damage. If you say that, then there's no proof for Rabbeinu Yona. Right? Rabbeinu Yona is saying, Gina is more formidable than Chatzer. And even then, if the community doesn't require it, then no, then you don't require it. So who adin v'kol shekein, you know, Chatzer. But the way that Rabbeinu Gershom's reading Gemara, like according to the other perspective that we were developing, Ayin Hara is not Hezek Re'iya. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, if it had been, he didn't Hezek Re'iya, then for sure Kosel of Chatzar would be Hezek Re'iya. Why? Because the Gemara never thought that Gina requires more privacy than a Chatzar. The proof is, it's a totally different Mechayev. That's the pshat of Rabbeinu Gershom. And by the way, the effect I mean, the Gilyon in Shitimukubetsa says something similar. The Yad Ramah, I should mention also here, says something very similar, that Ayin Ra is not only Midin Hezekriya, it has an independent status. So whether they're saying it's not Hezekriya at all, or whether they're saying it's also independent of it, either way it has the same effect. But this is also probably the pshat, although not in the reading of the Gemara, but in the Maskana and the Psak, kind of the Rambam, with a bit of a twist. Does somebody want to ask something?
Is V'chein Begina a case of Shuchim Shirotsu Lachlok?
No, that's what they're saying. I think they're saying that V'chein Begina has nothing to do with Shutfen, so it must be Hezekriya. And if it's Hezekriya, then the implication is that Hezekriya Shma Hezek.
So the Baal Hagina has to build the Kosel if he doesn't want his property affected with the Einu Bisho.
Well, no, then that could be the next door neighbor does.
So it's a gino next to a chotzer?
Yeah, it could be, or whatever. I mean, yeah.
What happens if somebody has a piece of land and the end of the of his land goes up against the Rosh Hashanah? And people are passing by all day long the Rosh Hashanah and they're looking into his gino. So who's mechuyev to put up the kosel?
Say the case again one more time.
If a person owns a gino, and the end of the border of the gino is the Rosh Hasharabim.
No. So Rosh Hasharabim is a different story. There are a number of gemaras we've already seen about Rosh Hasharabim, and whether or not you have to protect yourself. Obviously, the Rosh Hasharabim doesn't have to protect you. We'll see also that if you have a base shahr that's coming up, it's a mishnah later on, but it's also the Gemara here on Dav Beis Amud Beis.
Why is he concerned about the people in the Rosh Hasharabim walking down the street looking into his dino?
Right. I'm saying that we'll discuss that. But you do have to worry about that. But that's really the concern of the Beis Shahr, of all the people who live, all the neighbors who live inside. That's a continuation of the same Gemara, but it's really a mishnah later on. But here we're talking about individuals again. The standards for anybody who's walking in a public place as opposed to somebody who lives and is always violating somebody else's privacy are just different. Right. So here we're not talking about shutfus, but we are talking about somebody whose property or presence is adjacent to a gina.
If he's concerned about the effect on his crops with a vena bisho, let him put up a wall.
But that's the whole point.
What's this subject here?
No. But that's the whole issue of ala mazik laharchik or ala nizik laharchik. And that's where we say things like gira delay. That's the whole point. He's concerned, and therefore, if you didn't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, or if there was no gira, what we call gira delay, you'd say, well, you're concerned, so protect yourself. Ala nizik laharchik asatzmo.
Okay.
But we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but we also paskin, that Hezekriya is either gira delay, or it's even more than a regular harchakas nezaket. That's what we discussed in the beginning of the year. That's true in general. That's true in a chatzar too, right? Or that's true in a gag and a chatzar, right? Okay, so that is answer number one. Now the Rambam is very, very fascinating here. Because if you look at the Rambam now, just look in the new Mar Makomos for a minute. In Perek Beis, Hilchos Shkenim Halacha Yud. I think it's Halacha Yud. One second. I'm sorry, Halacha Tesvot. A little discombobulated here. Pages here. Yeah, look at Tetz Zion. This is on page one of the new ones. Kamagova Kosel, everybody have that?
Yeah, line 10.
Kamagova Kosel, Ein Pachos Midalet Amos. Okay, so in the context of Hezekriya, you have to have a 10, you have to have a 4 Amos wall. Because that's typical height, as we've discussed. But then he adds, v'chein begina, but in a gina, it sounds like the same thing, but He's obligated to separate his gina and his neighbor's gina. B'mechitza gavoa asara tvachim. 10 tvachim, not 4 amos. Aval b'bika ein tzarech lahavdil b'kasa mi b'gas chaveiro l'b'makom shenag. Like we said. Means stam gina requires a wall, stam bika does not. Right? Ratzel lahavdil b'kasa mi b'gas chaveiro konus l'tok shalom bono v'yosa chazis, and so on. L'fikach im nafal akosa l'makom avonim shalom. What's the chiddush of the Rambam here? The Rambam establishes something new. A wall of 10 tvachim for the gina. What's that? It's not tall enough. You can look over it. Right? So look at the Ravid. Ravid says, Amar Avram, zeh shibush gadol. Ravid says that's incorrect. El kosel arba amos. The kosel has to be 4 amos. Because that's the height that protects, it has a griya. So this, very controversial, what's the Rambam talking about? So the Chachmei Lonel, in Provence, they wrote him a letter. And they asked him, why are you saying that? So if you see the Migdal Oz, Hilchos Shekhinim, where is that? Is that still page 1?
29, line 29, page 1.
Okay. So this is, again, this is a tshuva the Chachmei Lonel. Shuv matzasi l'chachmei lonel. I just quoted it from here because it's just easy to copy from here. It's in the tshuva Rambam, though, in the collection. Shuv matzasi l'chachmei lonel. Sha'aluhu l'Rambam. V'heshivam. V'zeh l'shono. V'sefer Kenyan. This is what they asked about the Rambam when they were going through Sefer Kenyan. Nimtza kasubo. Right, Shabain Gina Legina Sagi Basara Tvachim. In Kilchos Shechinim, seems to the Rambam that 10 Tvachim is good enough to separate 2 Ginos. Ubitchilas Bavabasra Mashma the Yosab Shitalan, Begina, the Hezek Re'ia, Shmei Hezek Mivachatzer. Could have been written by, Rabbeinu Yonah, this line, which is, in the beginning of Bavabasra, it seems that it's more severe. Hezek Re'ia is more severe in a gina than it is in a chatzar. Right? How do we know that? Because when the Gemara says, maybe there's no Hezek Re'ia in a chatzar, right? And then they ask, well, what about gina? Gina, there's Hezek Re'ia. And they say, yeah, gina's worse. At least that's the way that the Chachmei Lonel, like Rabbeinu Yonah, were reading it. Right? So they're saying, if Gina is worse than Chatzer, how come Chatzer needs Dalet Amos? And Gina needs only 10 Tvachim. 10 Tvachim is, very short. Right? 30 inches, whatever it is. Right? 35 inches. It's not Dalet Amos. So how could it be that you need a bigger wall for something that is less, of a requirement? They said, give us the answer. We're thirsty for his answer. Okay, beautiful language. Tshuva. Zos ha-she'ela lo ha'isa la'anashim gedolim kamochem l'sholosa. Rama gives a musar. Right, I mean, he wrote this, very mechudash psak. As far as I know, he's the first one to ever write it. That a gina only requires a 10 tefach wall. You can't blame them for asking. And even the hierarchy question, again, that's how Rabbeinu Yonah read the Gemara too. It's a simple reading of the Gemara. But his defense was I guess a good offense here, right? You should know better than to ask me this question. Why? The chilo. Shiny ben Hezek Re'ia, Shu Hezek Gadol, Vadai Shira Adam Chaver Bosha Omed Vyoshev, Vosa Tzrachav, Ben Hezek Re'ia Shira Kamas Chaveru Mishmena Bisha. says, listen, you're comparing these two things. In one case, you're talking about breaching someone's privacy and their dignity. A person, human being. In the other case, you're talking about, you know, spying on, you know, his property, his goods, his crops. How can you compare gazing at his crops and gazing at himself? Says the Rambam. It's obvious that, you know, the hierarchy is that chatzer is way worse than gina, and therefore, if you need a dalet amos wall in chatzer, you know, all you need is a 10 tefachim wall still in gina. Is that because it isn't has a gria in any shape or form? It's all what later on the Gemara talks about nitfas kagana, that sometimes you need a 10 tefach wall just so that it'll be, you know, that it'll expose whether a ganif is in your property or not. Like if there's no wall, people just, you know, it's obvious. It's not obvious that somebody is invading your property. But if there is a wall, you know, and somebody breaches the wall, you know, then at least it's obvious that he's a thief or he shouldn't be there. He's trespassing. So is that the pshat here? In other places, the Rambam speaks about a 10 tefach wall. He speaks about it like the Gemara does, she nitfas keganav. You'll see in a moment, but in Mishnah Torah here, he doesn't speak about it that way. But anyways, the Rambam's saying very clearly, but what do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara did say, how can you say hezek ria lo shma hezek? What about the gina? Gemara said gina shiny because of Einabisha. Says the Rambam, it's a dichuya bi'alma. This is not the answer of Rabbeinu Gershom and the Ramah and the Gilyon and the Shittim Gobetzis that I mentioned before. Their answer is, Einabisha is not Hezekriya. The Rambam's answer is also that, but even more so. The Rambam is saying, Einabisha is just Midas Chasidus. And when the Gemara made it seem like it's worse than Hezekriya, it was a Dichuya Bi'alma. That's what the Rambam said. Look at the Rambam. She'elu divrei chasidus heim. She'lo ya'ayin bo ba'ayin ra'a. I don't think the Rambam thinks that it damages the crops at all. I think it's just a, you know, it's not a midah tova. You know, it provokes a jealousy. You know, it focuses too much on, you know, material goods. But osa shinui shinui yabiyamahu. And then he makes a very strong statement. The Ikar Hezek Re'ia, the Chatzer, the main Hezek Re'ia is in a courtyard. Makom Shebne Adam Darin, a place where people live. Aval Begagos Shal Chatzeros. But when it comes to, you know, Gina, right? Ein Sarek Dalin Amos. Vishain Derek Binadam, Ladur Begagos, or Beginos rather, should be Gaginos. Ela Bemechitzas, Asar Tvachim Sagi. It's enough to have a 10 Tvachim wall, like I said before. Kihechadihe Nitfasal of Kagana. It doesn't say that in Mishnah Torah that that's the reason, but he says it in the Tshuva. Kavachomer Legano, Legagos rather, Shain Derek Binadam, Ladur Sham. The Ma'osa Inyan Shal Eina Bisha. He says if Eina Bisha was such a serious problem, a lot of Rishonim discuss this question, right? Why is there more Einabisha in a Gina than in a Bika? They say, oh, because one is more permanent and the other is more, you know, haphazard, or it's in the quality of things that grow there. All sorts of interesting answers, Ramban. Balitosis, the Ramban, they all discuss this question. But the Rambam's saying, you know, in my opinion, if there's something called Ayin Ra, and it's not just Midas Chasidus, it's real damage, then it's worse in a Bika than it is in a Gina. Ukvar Nizbarer, She'in Mechaibin, also Bika, Ligdar Klal. Not only that, but the Rambam here makes it seem like it's not only default, but like it's unusual to require a Geder in a bicha. Lo b'dalad amas v'lo b'sar tvachet. L'olam en choshem lehezekriya. Ela mishum b'nei adam. Right? This is a very clear chiddush of the Rambam, based on conviction. Hezekriya is never about property. Privacy is about persona. U'b'mekomos ha'kvutzim k'chatzeros. That's where people, right, gather. Va'osam dvarim sh'nemru sham begino. Shinui bi'almo. And then he repeats it again. I, the Gemara, the Shakla Vitaria. You can't deny the Shakla Vitaria. Seems to say something. Seems to say it's Hezekriya. Again, Rabbeinu Gershom is Ramah. They have a different answer. Rama's not giving that answer. He's just saying, yeah, this Gemara is lav dafka. It does sound that way, but it isn't that way lahalacha. V'zeh davar barur. He speaks with such confidence. The ein tzarich laharich. Ad kan lishon tshuvasa. Az amarti hinei basi b'megillah. Safer than Megillah's, Migdalos, you know, then compliments himself. He said, oh, this I thought what he was going to say, you know, etc. Okay. But there is another approach as well, and that is the Rashba. So let's turn back to the first Marmakom, the first page or pages, and look at the Kiddushia Rashba and Abbe Somad Aleph. The Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. In general, it's important to know that in Bava Basra, you really see the impact of the Rabbeinu Yonah, I think I mentioned this already, on the Rashba. Okay, normally, you know, people think of the Rashba just as a Talmud of the Ramban, and of course he was. But in Bava Basra, where we have Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramban, you can really see how much influence Rabbeinu Yonah had in the Rashba. Now, this is an example where Rashba opposes Rabbeinu Yonah very strongly. But throughout the Masechta, he's always relating to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is like, you know, whether he's quoted explicitly or not, he's always, you know, part of the conversation. Ika miravosa. There are some, he said, of my Rabbeim. De Pirshu, everybody have this? Where is it? Page 2.
Line 4.
It says, Ikamir Avusa de Pirshu, the Philomandamar Hezekriya Hezek, that even if Hezekriya is Hezek, which is how we paskin, the Kosher Rotsu Bonim is a Koso Balkarchan, and once they agree to split their partnership, they're compelled to build a wall. Hani Mili Bi'ir Chadasha. That's, you know, in a new city. The culture came to Mokram Shinog Gumamish Ligdar, and certainly in a place where the minigas to build a wall in a chatzer, to divide chatzerim, chatzeros. Aval b'mokram shenogu kulan shelo lahakbid al hezekriya, but where the minig is not to be makbid on hezekriya, ein mechayvin osalivin osalir matzah konis otok shelo ubona, and there's no obligation to do that. They brought a proof from, this is according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rabbeinu Yonah that we just mentioned, from the case of Gina. The Chamir Tvei, Mehezek Dechatzer, because in the hierarchy of things, apparently Hezekriah is worse in a Gina than a Chatzer. The Afilaman Damar Delosh Mehezek Bechatzer, the Gina Moda, Kinabina Begamar, Gina Shiny. Right? Either Gemara says, oh, just because it's a Hezekriya and a Gina doesn't mean that there's an Achatzer. That means that there's less than a Achatzer. If there's less than a Achatzer, Ba'afilo Hachi Mashmi Gemar, the Dafka Stam Gina, Mechaibin also, Hamakam Shinogu Shalom Ligdar, a Mechaibin. It also appears to the Gemara, that's the one on Dalet Amud Aleph that we read before, that if, you know, the Minig is not to make a Geder in a Gina, then that we respect that. Alma, we see from here, kol shekein, b'chatzer de lo chamer kulahai, chamer is even less. So of course, if there's a minag not to bother, we respect that. Dim nagu shelo ligdar ein mechay v'noso. That is a basically brief, succinct presentation of Rabbeinu Yonah. Be'ein dinam yafe be'einah. says the Rashba. I don't think this is correct. Tafil timsalam de begina, makram shenoga shelo ligdar ein mechayv noso. Even if you accept, and that is the simple reading of Dalet Amud Aleph, but in the end of the piece, we're going to see that the Rashba thinks the Rishalmi argues with it and he la halacha argues with it. Does the Rashba himself dispute la halacha, the rule, the ruling of the Bavli, the simple pshat of the Bavli, that in Agina, b'makom shenagu shelo livnos, you don't have to be bonin. But he says, forget that for the moment, I'll get back to that. Even if you assume that in Agina, you don't need a wall, right? The chatzer mechayben oso, you do in a chatzer. Below omer b'gemar d'gina chamira, el alaman damar hezek ri'ia lo shmehezek. What do you do with the, to explain the Gemara? So this is very fascinating. We'll see in a moment. He says, yes, the Gemara did say, unlike the Rambam, who said it was Dichuya Bialma, unlike Rabbeinu Gershom, who says the Gemara didn't mean Hezek Re'iyah, the Gemara meant something independent called Eina Bisha. Right? The Rashba says, no, the Gemara meant what it said. But the Gemara was saying, if you hold in a chotzer, that Hezek Re'iyah, lo shma Hezek, still Gina's worse. But once we avalamand amar shmei hezek, vaday chotzer chamur tve. The Rashba says, once we paskin that hezek re'iyah in a chotzer is considered hezek, then everything flips. We recalibrate our kula and chomer. Why? In other words, we acknowledge that it's possible to have a chiyuv hezek re'iyah in gina and not in chatzer. But once chatzer is also perceived as hezek of hezek re'iyah, then it's actually worse than gina. Why? Well, partly the answer is in what the Rambam said, although he explained it in a very different way. But let's take it even a step further. Meaning, what, and partly it's what Rabbeinu Gershom said, but you know, in a different way. Meaning, if you hold that hezek re'iyah lo shma hezek in a chotzer, let me say it this way. A chotzer is kind of an ambiguous place in terms of actual privacy. Because it's outdoors, you know, you know people are around, and at the same time it's a property which is used with great frequency, you know, all the time. A gina, there's something called Eina Bisha, that has a very specific, you know, let's assume it's Hezek Re'iyah, it's an economic Hezek Re'iyah. Once you accept the idea of Eina Bisha, whatever that is, so it's some sort of an economic, you know, hezek. But when you're measuring whether in Chatzah there's hezek re'iyah, what you're really wondering is what the nature of hezek re'iyah is. Is it like all other hezekim, and even though Mare and Kol, you know, and Reach, you know, ain bahem mamish, ain bahem mi'ila, but nonetheless, it's, you know, we measure it like other damages. Or what we're really, really saying is, no, this is a different category entirely. If you're talking about physical damage or obvious damage or measurable damage, you know, then hezek re'iyah lo shma hezek. Ain abisha with the crops, you know, the yesh ba mamish, however it works. But the whole idea of hezek re'iyah shma hezek in a chatzer is crossing the Rubicon and saying, you know what it really is? It's not physical, obvious damage. And it's not defined by economic decline. It's really an assault on privacy and on the dignity of the person. So what we're really saying is that, and this, let me take a step back. I'm reading into the Rashba a little bit, but I think this is, you know, if this isn't what he meant, it certainly works very well with what he's saying. Let me say this also. In the beginning of the year, one of the things we pointed out was that the actual argument in the Gemara, whether Hezek or Shmei Hezek or Lo Shmei Hezek, really revolves around this case of Chatzer. And then later on Daf Nun Tes, is a certain case of Ziz, which we also saw the guy, you know, puts a, like, he hangs a peg, you know, on his roof, and it, you know, it's over the other guy's Chatzer. And the Gemara says, oh, maybe that depends on the Machlokas Hezek, Shma Hezek, or Lo Shma Hezek. I mean, there are many Mishnayos and Gemaras that seem to assume Hezek Re'iyah without the debate whether Hezek Re'iyah, Shema Hezek, or Lo Shema Hezek. For some reason, when it comes to the Chatzer, you know, that's where we have this debate. Why? But I think the answer is because Chatzer is kind of the, you know, the litmus test. When we talk about Hezek Re'iyah, what do we really mean? What are we really talking about? Are we talking about some kind of, you know, indirect, you know, damage? I can't use my field to the fullest, like we discussed. You know, you're spying on me and it's Eina Bisha or it's Lashon Hara. Okay. And in that, you could argue about the hierarchy. And you could say that, you know, Gina, the economic impact is maybe greater. Hezek Re'iyah, Shema Hezek Begina, even if Chatzer doesn't qualify. But if Chatzer qualifies, it's not just that it qualifies, because then it would just qualify as being less than Gina. The hierarchy would remain. The real idea is that once Chatzer qualifies, our whole perspective shifts. We're no longer speaking about economic damage. You know, or you know, the decline of the value of property or annoyance, etc. What we're really speaking about is quality of life and the dignity of the person and so on. If that's the case, so then the Rambam is right. Like what? Crops? You know, it's about people. Meaning, once we've said that in Chatzer, Hezek Re'iyah, Shema Hezek, everything gets recalibrated. We're just looking at a different animal, a whole different character. Now, Chatzer, of course, is much worse than Gina. And therefore, even though B'makom Shenagu, even if it's true that B'makom Shenagu, Lo Ligdor, Begina, you wouldn't need a wall, but you're always going to need a wall in a Chatzer. Because what does that have to do with Minhag HaMedina? Right? It has to do with undercutting this quality of life, this privacy. Okay, so that's what I think. I'm just going to read those lines again. I think that's what the Raj was really saying. Raj was saying one more time. V'lo amru begina, begemara degina chamira. When the Gemara said it, he's not denying. It's not like we were saying before the other shitas. But we don't say that Gina is Chamira, Elamand Amar Hezek Re'iyah, Shma Hezek. Avalamand Amar Shmei Hezek. But once you paskin Shmei Hezek in Chatzer, everything gets recalibrated. Chamor Tve. That becomes worse than Gina. The Tedalach, proof. Tafila B'makom Shenogu Shalo Ligdar, B'chatzer B'chai Benoso. Even B'makom Shenagu Shelo Ligdar, Chatzar would require. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah. Why? Midiktoni B'masis Na'kol K'mina Gamedina. V'arminin Lo B'Gemar La'asu Yehutza V'dafna. Remember the Gemara said, what does it mean, Ha'kol K'mina Gamedina? What's it trying to be marvelous? So the Gemara said, oh, if you use flimsy material like Hutza V'dafna. So Rajba says, why didn't they say, in a B'makom Shenagu Lo Ligdar Klal? They didn't even say B'makom Shenagu, you know, a ligdar with something flimsier even than hutzavadafna. We mean the kamina lasu hutzavadafna, but the kamina lasu kolmi the afila machzelas shmamina ein holchen akar minag bepachos mihutzavadafna. Why not? The minag tausu, because it's just a mistake. The chen kasav rabbeinu tam. meaning less than whatever is not, it doesn't protect sufficiently. If you're going to use something flimsier than hutzah v'dafna, it's not going to work. So you're not going to put up a fence at all. That's going to work. Now he gets back to the original. And what about Rabbeinu Yonah? He's such a makel on Hezekiah. So the Rashba gives the answer for Rabbeinu Yonah, but he doesn't buy it. He says, "Tafilu tomar, lest you say shiny hasam kivin shemakpidin, ein shmirasan b'pakos mikain shmira." Maybe the point is this: if you still need a wall, then there's a standard, because it shows that we're still makpid on hezekriah, and when you're makpid on hezekriah, there's a minimum, right? If it's so flimsy and you have to go to court all the time, there's no point. The Rashba says, what are you going to say? If there's a wall, then there are standards. But if there's no wall at all, that's because we don't treat it as a place where anybody cares about Hezekiah. He says, nah. So the wall will fall down, and then we'll treat it as a place where no one cares about it. But I don't think that is a good answer. I mean, I think there are two explanations for Rabbeinu Yonah. One is that Hezekiah, is the end of the day, its damage is that you can waive, like having a chazakah. Or maybe what Rabbeinu Yonah means is as follows. As long as we perceive a chatzar to be a private place, which is the default preferred view of the halacha, so then you always have to build a fence. But if the practice is to perceive chatzar not as an extension of your home, but as kind of a gina and a bika, it's just not what we are projecting as a chatzar to begin with. We're saying, oh, you know what? This isn't a private place, it's a public place. I think that might be the pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah. There's a very interesting question whether, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, does Rabbeinu Yonah agree with the Rif, if you recall from the weeks past, or with other Rishonim? There's a big debate among the Rishonim whether Yesh Chazaka LaHezekiah, where you can waive your rights in Hezekiah. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Rimigash, who has the middle view. But he doesn't say, I paskin this way or I paskin that way. It's interesting that the Tur quotes Rabbeinu Yonah and suggests that he paskins like the Rif, that you can't give up your rights when it comes to Hezekiah. I think it's unlikely, because he does quote Rimigash, even though he doesn't say explicitly paskins that way. But if the Tur were right, then you'd have a very interesting phenomenon. You'd have a situation where, basically, the Rabbeinu Yonah holds two opposite extremes. On the one hand, he holds that you can't give up a chazakah. It's like, kutra beisakisa. It's like the toxic waste stuff. Like the Rif, that, you just can't concede when it comes to the matter of Hezekiah. On the other hand, if it's mokom shenagu, lo ligdor, not to build a wall, There he thinks it's fine. How could that be? But I think the answer is simple. I don't think this is necessarily his view, but if it is his view, the answer would be simple. And that is as follows. If the practice in the community and the default of the halacha is that a chatzer or any other thing like that is considered a private domain, and therefore giving up your right is a way of saying, I don't care about my privacy, that you cannot give up. However, if the minhag ha-makom is not to build a wall in this place, and that's because they don't perceive it as a private, but as a public property, then that's a different story entirely. I mean, the community doesn't think that courtyards are an extension of your home. They think courtyards are an extension of your field. That's a different concept entirely. that the community can decide. That might be the pshat in Rabbi Yon. The Rajba doesn't see it that way. The Rajba sees it as something which is inviolable under all conditions, whether on an individual level. He's inclined to the Rimigash, but he also is sympathetic to the Ramban and the Rif, the Rajba, that is, and Nintes and other places. But he emphatically rejects this Rabbeinu Yonah. Then he adds one other line, and he says, and not only that, he says, but in my opinion, according to the Yerushalmi, even though it seems like it's against the Bavli, even if there's a Mokom Lo Ligdor in a Gina, we won't listen and we'll demand a wall. And he tries to fit that in to the Bavli, the Dochak. So the Rajba is very extreme and very emphatic in rejecting all aspects of Rabbeinu Yonah's much more flexible position than Makom Shenagu Shalolingar. I think my time is almost up. I really wanted to get to the Tshuvas HaRa. I'm just going to read that one line. You know what? I'll just tell you what it is, and actually I'm going to speak a little bit about it. I'm, you know, as I say, I'm about privacy and public dissemination a little bit on context of Hanukkah, but I'm going to speak to about, you can make reference to some of these issues, but the Tshuvas HaRa, I'll just, you know, leave it for maybe then I'll speak about it a little bit and I'll elaborate it when we return to Baal Basra in 2 weeks. But this Tshuvas HaRajba that appears on the page, Chelik Beis Simen Reish Samaches. I'll just pick out one line, actually. This Tshuvas HaRajba, where the Rajba was asked, like, what's the status of Minhag HaMakom and Halacha? And he said, listen, you know, that's much too broad a question. Now we have to break that down, obviously. So he discusses this issue, right? What's the status of Minhag HaMakom when it comes to building a wall for Hezek Re'iyah? And he ties together the issue of Chazaka for Hezek Re'iyah, the issue we spoke about the last 2 weeks, and Makom Shenagu Lo Ligdor Behezek Re'iyah, the issue that we're speaking about right now. He ties those two questions together. That's already fascinating. And the language that he uses, though, is just really tremendously powerful. So 1 second. Let me see if I have it here fully. The Rajba says you can't give up on privacy. Here, you have the second piece. Shuta Rajba Kelik Beis Simen Reish Samaches. What line is that?
30?
80? 31. The Chain Lemedim, that part?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Chain Lemedim Mi Minhag HaMedina. Afa Pi Shelo Eskimu Alav. Kaosa Shoshanina Makram Shinago Livnos Gazil Gvil Gazil Kvisin Levenin Bonin Akal Kamina Gamadina Upirshu Akal Lisuye Hutzavadapna. Okay. Umikamakom Im Nagu Shalola Hakbid Klal al Hezekriya Shalabatim Bhatseros. Let's say the minig of the community was that we don't care about privacy. Minag Batosu Vena Minag. That's just a mistake. That's not a valid minhag. And this is the key line. Again, I'll speak about it next week more. She'ein mechilas ha'akpada ela b'mamanus. If you want to waive your rights in dine mamanus, she'adam rashoi litenes shalo olizag b'nechasav. A person can give away something that he owns, and a person can allow somebody to damage his own property. Aval eino rashoi lifrok gedaron shel Yisrael. That's an unbelievable line. You don't have the right, even with respect to yourself, to be porek gedaron shel Yisrael, the thing that defines Klal Yisrael. The shalolinog bitznius, not to behave in a manner that reflects privacy. Ubegorem listalek shkina mili Yisraelu. That is like one of the most powerful statements about privacy. And I'll mention it next week.
But I think it's a wordplay also. He's talking about Porates Geder. If I'm not mistaken, it's a wordplay. He's being Porates Geder.
Right. You know, fence breaking. Meaning, you know, the fence.
Right.
Porates Geder, but here it's Porates Geder, meaning the definition.
Throwing off the Geder. It's, right. Had he written Porates Geder, it probably would have been a little more poetic.
Yeah. Because this is because we're talking about the wall, but we're really talking about the definition.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's an unbelievable statement. And this is a Rajba in which he discusses both of these topics and ties them together. So we'll speak a little about it next week in the Hanukkah Shir, because that's one of the things I want to just elaborate more on this whole concept. I want to expand the concept. And then we will pick up more in the Bava Basra side of it, of course, and move on to the next topic, Mirat Hashem, when we continue Bava Basra in 2 weeks. So next week, no Shir Monday, but everybody's invited if you're, you know, inclined, on Tuesday night. Okay. Thank you very much.